Alam security guards were notorious for not thinking twice about firing on anyone breaking into the property. She'd known that when she'd made the decision. And they were gaining on her. She ran faster. Her heart was pounding, threatening to jump out of her chest. The door for the parking lot was just ahead, beyond a row of cardboard cartons. Two more shots! She was at the door, jerking it open. The truck was outside in the lot, several feet below her, but she didn't bother running down the metal steps. No time. She braced herself and then launched her body into the bed of the vehicle. She hit hard. Pain. Her shoulder. "Go, Manos!" she shouted to the driver. "Get the hell out of here!" Another bullet hit the metal cab of the truck. She saw two uniformed guards standing at the spot from which she'd just leaped. They were aiming at her again. But Manos had almost reached the gates. Then they were through and on their way toward the pier. There might be pursuit, but Manos had arranged to have a boat waiting for her. With luck, she'd be on the high seas by the time those guards reached the pier. And so far, luck had been with her. Her hand slipped into her jacket pocket to make certain she still had her camera, then tightened on the manila folders she'd taken from the file cabinet. She'd gotten what she'd come for tonight. She hadn't been shot. She might have a broken or sprained shoulder, but she'd gladly accept that in exchange for making it to the boat. Yes, luck was definitely with her, and she'd soon be on her way to Alon and the island. Hakali Island, South Seas.
"Your shoulder's not broken," Alon said curtly. "Just a bad sprain. Better than you deserve. How did it happen?"
Diane flinched as he finished bandaging her shoulder. It just showed how angry he was that he wasn't being gentle with her. Alon Hakali was never anything but kind to her or anyone else with whom he came in contact. "The way you warned me it might happen. I got caught trying to steal the file on Kai." Alon swore softly, but his touch was suddenly no longer rough.
"You're an idiot, Diane. You've come so far, and yet you'd risk everything to get those damn records. I told you to forget about them. They might not tell me anything."
"And they might tell you everything. You told me yourself that they were the only evidence left that might give you a hint of where Nalam stashed Kai. They were important." She tried to keep her tone light. "Because I knew it was only a matter of time before you went after those records yourself. They were sitting there in that office like bait for the tiger, which probably is exactly what it was. Well, they didn't get you, and they didn't get me, but there was no way I could forget them."
"And so you broke into that warehouse and tried to steal them. You could have gotten yourself killed. Those contractors who guard Nalam's properties don't hesitate to shoot first and ask questions later."
"I'd heard that, and I found out it was true," she said wryly. "But I'd already taken photos of the document and was on my way out of the warehouse when they started to shoot. They only managed to force me to duck a couple of bullets and then brace myself as I jumped into the back of the truck I had waiting." She smiled. "You would have been proud of me, Alon."
"No, I would have been terrified," he said soberly. "Nalam is a monster, and no one knows that better than I do. You might not have gotten shot, but that doesn't mean there won't be ramifications. They saw you tonight. That means I might be safer, but you won't. You knew that would happen, didn't you?"
"I thought there would be a possibility." She shrugged. "I hired Leo Manos to get me out of Manila. He's a professional, but someone might track him down. And there are so many super-duper surveillance gadgets these days, and Nalam certainly has the money to afford them in all his warehouses. I tried to avoid the cameras and disguise myself as much as possible, but one of his cameras might have caught me, and I'm not that good at disguises. Then there's trace evidence." She made a face. "Yeah, I made a choice. But you shouldn't be so rude as to ignore what's important here." She reached into her backpack and pulled out her camera. "I brought you a gift." She handed it to him. "Now, say thank you, Diane."
"Thank you, Diane."
He cleared his throat.
"Even though it's much more important to keep you safe than it is me. The first thing Nalam is going to do is find out what's missing and then figure out why and who might have done it. No one knew anything about you. But that will change, Diane. We both know that you shouldn't have done this. It was neither wise nor safe."
She chuckled. "Since when did my decisions